a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the meditation today. Please have a seat. What I'd like to do is start with getting comfortable and relaxed. So find a comfortable place to sit. I prefer that you sit with your feet flat on the floor and let your arms relax with your hands on your lap. Your neck is an important place to focus right now, so go ahead and take a moment to let your head hang forward and your neck feels comfortable in a nice relaxing position. Now that you've settled in for a moment, we're going to relax our body physically with some deep relaxation breathing. What I'd like you to do is breathe in through your nose as slowly as possible. The focus should be on the sensation of the air as it comes in and fills up your lungs. When you breathe out, I'd like you to exhale through your mouth. The goal there is to focus on the feeling of relief and relaxation that immediately comes into your muscles as you relax and breathe out. You'll notice in your shoulders, your arms, your chest, they'll start to feel heavy and warm and relaxed. So let's go ahead and take our first breath. Go ahead and breathe in. And out. And then return to normal breathing. That was very good. We're going to do it again, but this time let's try to do it even more slowly and more deeply, remembering to focus on the sensation of the air as it fills up your lungs and the feeling of relaxation as you exhale that you'll feel in your shoulders and your arms. We're going to go ahead and really allow our body to have a break here for a minute. Let's go ahead and breathe in. And out. That's good. And go ahead and return to normal breathing. We're going to sit for a moment in this relaxed state. Be aware of your body, how it feels. Your hands and your arms are more warm and heavy and relaxed than when we started. You can feel your shoulders hanging comfortably down. Your legs and your feet are comfortable in their position. Just be aware of your body. If you have a feeling of tension in any area of your body, go ahead and focus on that area and imagine that muscle group relaxing, giving away to a relaxed state. The tension is leaving your body as you focus on how your body is comfortable in your sitting position right now. Now we're going to do another relaxation breath, and this time let's do it even more slowly and deeply. Go ahead and breathe in. And out. And return to normal breathing. Now that we've settled in and we've relaxed our body with some deep breathing, I'd like us to take a moment to do a guided meditation. I'm going to go ahead and walk you through something that I'd like you to focus on. If you become distracted by sounds outside of the room you're in or by your own thoughts, that's okay. Just acknowledge that you've been distracted and bring your thoughts back to the meditation that we'll be doing. So for this meditation, I'd like you to take a moment to imagine that you've arrived at a public garden. And here at this public garden, as you leave the building and step out into the garden itself, it's a very large space with various pathways. And the pathways have native and local plants, as well as other beautiful flowers and trees and shrubbery that you can go and explore. In front of you, there's a nice grass lawn that leads up to the pathways. And for a moment, I'd like you to take off your shoes. So go ahead and sit down on the bench behind you. You can feel that bench underneath you. And I want you to reach down and untie and slip off first your right shoe and then your left shoe. And if you're wearing socks, go ahead and slip off your socks as well. Take a moment to wiggle your toes and imagine feeling the grass right underneath your feet. Go ahead and stand up and step out onto the grass. The grass is cool and comfortable. It's just the right temperature. It's a beautiful day. In fact, you can hear the soft buzzing of insects as well as the chirping of birds here in the garden. And holding your socks and shoes in your hands, I'd like you to just calmly walk across the lawn, one step after another, feeling the earth underneath your feet, the cool sensation of the grass. Just focus on that feeling for a moment. Continue walking, and now we've come to the edge of the lawn, and there's another bench for you to comfortably sit down on. We're going to put back on our socks and our shoes. First the right foot, then the left. And now I'd like you to take a moment to stand up and see the path that's before you. It's a nice paved path, but it leads up through the trees and onto a gravel trail. We're going to go ahead and take a moment just to walk. And as you're walking, let's start with listening. What sounds are you hearing? You can hear the birds in the trees chirping happily, the buzz of insects as they're pollinating flowers. You're noticing some of your favorite local plants and flowers that are planted along the way. And now you've come to the gravel trail. Step out onto the gravel trail and continue your walk. You can hear the sound of the gravel underneath your feet. It's not too big, it's not too small, it's just the right size of gravel for you to walk comfortably. And what smells are you smelling? Take a moment to breathe in the scent of the trees and the flowers that are all around. And we're going to continue on up this path. Off to your right, I want you to notice that there is a whole section of roses and different colors of roses. They're beautiful in various stages of bloom. Let's go ahead and stop, and we're going to look at them nice and close up. What do you see in the variations of the texture and color of the petals and the stems? And in front of you, you see a beautiful rose. Go ahead and lean down and take a deep breath. Smell in the fragrance of that rose while you're listening to the birds. Taking a moment to really relax and soak in this time. This is a good time just for you. You're feeling happy and relaxed and really connecting with the nature that's around you. Now continue walking on down the trail. It's an opportunity for you to come around and find here in the public gardens a place where there's a community garden that people have planted. And you can participate. Walk up, take a look and see what vegetables are being grown. You can see that there's lettuce, tomatoes, some climbing beans are climbing up a pole. You can see that the carrot tops are starting to sprout. Go ahead and kneel down for a moment in front of that garden box and take a second just to touch the warm, rich, dark soil that you feel in front of you. You can smell the aroma of the garden as it's growing, and you feel very connected to this whole process. Stand up now and go ahead and brush off your hands and continue on our walk as it sort of loops back around. We're still on our trail. We're walking. We can hear the gravel underneath our feet. We're listening to the birds, listening to the sound of the humming of the bees as they're pollinating flowers. And just up ahead off the trail, you've noticed that there's an animal. There's a fawn, a deer without her mother, just standing there looking at you, chewing some grass, and her tail is switching back and forth a little bit. Look how beautiful her coat is and the variations of the textures and the colors, the browns with white spots. It's a beautiful little deer that's so happy and relaxed in this idyllic sort of atmosphere here in the garden. You pause for a moment to appreciate the beauty of this deer. And then as you begin to walk some more, the deer calmly turns and walks away. And you continue your walk on down the path. Off to the right are some pine trees. Go ahead and walk up to those trees. You can smell the fragrance of the pine. And there are various pine trees. Go ahead and look at the needles as they are growing. Get down and smell them. Take a moment to really appreciate this tree and how beautiful it is. The pine cones and the difference in coloration of the browns and the greens that you see as you closely inspect this beautiful tree. As you're walking now, we've kind of looped back around this trail and we're heading down back towards the lawn that we started on. But before we get there, we're going to stop, and there's a comfortable bench in the shade, and we can look out over the garden and the lawn, and we can hear the birds and smell the trees and the flowers. And we're going to close our eyes and just breathe in the relaxing connection that we've made with nature today. Go ahead and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Feel the warm sun on your skin. And feel the happiness that this connection with nature has made for you. And take a moment to make a commitment to yourself that you'll find other opportunities this week to connect with nature, whether it's in your own yard or on your walk outside, that you'll take a moment to stop and inspect the colors and the textures of nature around you, in the flower petals and in the leaves and in the animals that you see, and that you'll also stop and smell the scents that are around you and breathe in all of that beautiful nature as you are on your way from one place to another, that you'll commit to yourself that that's going to be something that you take time to do this week. And when you're ready, I'm going to have you go ahead and open up your eyes, and we're going to end our meditation. So take a moment to do that. And focusing on your body, feeling restored and healthy and strong and relaxed.